Class is back in session at Marquette University with COVID-19 precautions in place. About 60% of classes are in person, with the rest online or hybrid. Dorms and classrooms are at reduced capacity, and masks are required to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus. But instructors say they're worried about the potential consequences of Marquette's reopening. They're watching what's happened at other schools like the University of Notre Dame, which shut down after more than 100 students contracted COVID-19, and the University of North Carolina, which told students to leave dorms after outbreaks there. Marquette philosophy professor Erica Tucker thinks it's inevitable Marquette will follow in their tracks.
Unfortunately, I'm expecting for people to get sick, for there to be outbreaks, for the administration to blame it on the students and on student parties, and I expect us to go fully online in the next 3 weeks.
Tucker is teaching one class this semester, and it will be online. She requested to teach remotely for health reasons.
I am, one of the lucky ones.
Instructors interviewed by WUWM said tenured professors like Tucker had an easier time getting permission to work remotely. But teachers with less power, including adjuncts and graduate student teaching assistants, are more likely to be in the classroom with students. Tucker says she originally was supposed to teach Intro to Philosophy, an in-person class, but she got out of it.
And so I have a little bit of survivor's guilt about this because I took my course release in the fall instead of the spring. And so now someone who does not have as much, power at this university is able to, is being required to teach in person.
Someone like Melody Elifritz. She's a grad student in the philosophy department, and she's teaching two intro classes in person. She'd prefer to teach online because she doesn't want to expose her dad, who has stage 4 cancer, to COVID.
So I'm in a really precarious situation where I either have to, maintain my dreams of finishing my PhD in teaching, or I'm putting him and my whole family at risk by continually coming to campus.
Elifritz and other Marquette employees expressed their frustration at a rally Wednesday on campus.
Will we keep quiet?
No!
Will we keep quiet?
No!
The rally was organized by the Marquette Academic Workers Union, which advocates for non-tenured instructors and has been fighting for recognition as a union from university leaders. Some of the employees want Marquette to go entirely online for everyone's safety. Others are just asking for Marquette to allow professors who want to teach online to do so. Chris Gooding has mixed feelings. He's a visiting assistant professor in the theology department, teaching 4 classes in person.
I would absolutely love to keep in-person teaching going if it were feasible. I hate online teaching, just to be completely honest with you. And my students have reported back that they hate it as well.
But Gooding doesn't feel like Marquette's safety plan is strong enough. He doesn't like that on-campus testing is mainly for students with COVID-19 symptoms, and it's unclear whether instructors will be told if there's a positive case in one of their classes. Marquette administration did not agree to an interview for this story or answer most of the questions WUWM sent. A spokesperson said the university will monitor whether it needs to scale back in-person classes based on a number of criteria. Marquette is publicly tracking COVID-19 cases on campus and so far has seen 5 cases this week. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.